Some of the greatest music makers of our time have had a disability. Disability doesn't stop artists from creating brilliant music, but still today there are many barriers that artists face. My name is Eliza Hull, and this is Access All Areas, where I give you a pass to learn about what it's like to be a musician with a disability. I have a physical disability, Charcot-Marie-Tooth. I'm also a musician, and throughout my career, I've faced many physical barriers and discrimination. The time is now to begin the conversation about how the music industry can be more inclusive and accessible. Tralala Blip is a band from the Northern Rivers in New South Wales. They formed in 2008 after a series of electronic music workshops for people with an intellectual disability. After the workshop, some of the participants joined sound artist and musician Randy Ryman to do further musical experimentation. It was out of these jam sessions that Tralala Blip was formed. The band has members with a disability and non-disabled people. The result is a beautiful mix of electronic music with daring and bold soundscapes. Today you'll hear from two members of Tralala Blip, Lydian Dunbar, who has an intellectual disability, and Randy Ryman. Lydian and Randy, welcome to Double J.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So, Lydian, I'd first like to ask you, How did the band come together?
Randy was running the workshop in Lismore in 2007 for people with a disability.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Can you tell me more about that, Randy?
Yeah, I started running workshops. I was working as a support worker at the time and out of a disability service in Lismore. And I just was really inspired by a lot of the people that I was working with and their great stories and beautiful ways of expressing themselves. And I've been making electronic music for quite a while, and something happened one day where happened when some people were watching a TV show that was like a talent show or whatever, and people singing other people's music, and I thought, how about we make some original music? I'll bring in some of my gadgets and we'll record some things, and everybody really enjoyed it. So from there I just approached the service that I was working at the time and asked them if they were interested if I'd bring in and do these things, run them, and they gave the go-ahead at that stage. And so we started having these workshops once a week. And Tralala Blip was born out of that space.
Amazing. So what does it feel like to make music, Lydian? Like, what's your favourite thing about it?
Writing original songs, going on tour, making records, vinyls, cassette, making friends.
Yeah, nice one. Now, I recently saw you all at the beach on socials. Were you capturing sounds down there or?
We take our recorder because we go down to the ocean recording some sounds there in Ballina as well. We'll be doing some recordings at a war and the ocean sounds, and when the waves comes and we start recording this that. For new songs.
Yeah, great. So, Randy, are you going to put these sounds into a new record? Is that what you're working on at the moment?
We all like using found sounds, and we've been doing that in our previous records too. But Lydian's also been working on a solo project for Room 40 Records, and so we're also collecting sounds that way. And then Lyd's using the modular stuff that's behind us at the moment to really play with those sounds and morph them into other sounds. So We do it together. Lydian and I in here are like 4 days a week working on sounds, and we work together as a band 1 day a week. So we've been doing it together quite a while. It's not a real news thing for us, but it's something that we always really enjoy doing, is just getting out there and incorporating sounds from just our environment into our music, whether it's, you know, just into lightly in the background or really featured. But we usually bring those sounds back and tweak them a bit, really play with them before they make their way into our music, our compositions.
I love your music, by the way. Like, I was, just every time I listen to it, it feels like I go into a different world. It's just so expressive, and I'm a big fan of electronic beats and sounds. So, yeah, very much, very, very big fan. So just so excited to be chatting to you.
Yeah, you actually, you're more welcome.
So we're going to go to a song now. What have you chosen for us today?
I would say Pub Talk.
Oh, Pub Talk. That's my favourite song, so I'm glad.
Thanks.
Tell me a bit about this song. Why did you choose it?
Well, because when I was at a pub, and when I was talking to those workers, and when I was, they don't really understand me properly, because I'm Down syndrome, and because I get lonely sometimes, and they don't actually talk to me that much. So because they're busy working, they don't really understand me that much when I talk to them. And yeah, just when I the next morning when I come here in the studio working with Randy, and I told him, can we make a song called Pub Talk? So now make the with 808, the beat machine, and then do some beat into it, and I was doing some vocals over top with it. So he helped me some melodies with the Pub Talk.
Amazing. Well, let's have a listen. It's Pub Talk by Tralala Blip.
My heart is frozen in mine. Are you scared of my love?
So you are a band that has members that have disability and members that are non-disabled. I was curious what kind of technology you use in ways to make the band more inclusive and accessible.
All the technology that we use, you know, obviously it's all mostly electronic stuff, because that's what we're Tralala Blip is. But it's all just technology that is available to anybody. And I think sometimes we go through a process of trying out things that we think might give us an interesting result, but is also easy to use. And sometimes we don't get that right, and we end up selling things, flipping them for things that we find that we can actually really gel with, just like anybody really. Well, when we first started back in 2007, the software Ableton was really important to us. I'd been using it since it started in about 99, 2000. And it's funny that it was called Ableton. But it was, yeah.
I've never thought about it like, that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't either until they actually contacted us, I think, around 2009. We'd been using it had put some tracks up, and they were getting lots of hits on their website. So they got in contact with us, and we were just saying, oh, it was funny that, it's your product is called Ableton, and it really has been quite an accessible bit of software for us. And so there were certain things within that software that made what we did, it didn't matter how familiar anybody was with traditional songwriting things. There was things within that software that would allow us to really be free to express ourselves and not be worried too much about technical ability or, virtuoso type thing. Well, that's not what we were about anyway. It's more about just being creative and being able to express ourselves. And that software was really good for that. But we also, from there, started exploring different hardware instruments. And as we were doing gigs, and there's a few things that we did that paid really well. So everybody in the band started buying their own instruments, what they were attracted to. And and you've been using quite a few different instruments. You've got quite a collection of electronic instruments, and you still get new ones and stuff. Like you got a new drum machine last week. But did you want to talk about the instruments you're using?
Well, when I was first started, I was in the band. When I was first playing, is a launch pad in sync to with Ableton as well. And when I was playing the old school K-Ops later as well, that was an old school one, and that's when I first started playing those two instruments. One was a launch pad, one's the old school K-Ops one. Does it make some really funny sounds? And yeah,
awesome. So for you, Lid, like, what's been the highlight for you? What's been the best thing about being in Tra La La Blip? Can you think of a time?
Well, when we play the Unset Festival, and that's in Poland, and when we play at ZKM, that's in Germany. So, yeah.
Wow, that's massive. You played in Poland and Germany.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. What was the audience reaction?
Maybe in Germany, they said, Uncle, one more song. Yeah.
So we played. Amazing.
Yeah, it was. Because we were amazing, showing people who we are.
Why do you think it is important for different stories and voices to be heard in the music industry?
I think it's important because, we all just, have the opportunity to grow and learn if we're more open to different voices. And when we're truly open, either to telling or listening to others, we can, there can also be like a healing process, but not only for the people who are doing the expression or the telling of the story, but for the people who are listening. And I think I've found in my own experience of being fortunate enough to work with Tra La La Blip that when we perform, and how, what an impact it has on other people. It's not just about, oh, it's nice to give different people the opportunity to express themselves. That's really, really important. But what I'm finding just as important is that the people who are receiving that creative expression is having quite, you know, profound moments of going into places that they have maybe not even thought they would go into or that were even possible. So it's a real two-way thing.
I guess it'd be good to know for Lydian what it's like to collaborate and to work as a group. What does that feel like to be part of something?
Well, going touring and, you know, making some records, all that, and make some new music videos as well. And what I feel in my heart, what I feel in my heart with this, Twilight Uplift is kind of being like my life, and I love being Twilight Uplift. It's a good, you know, lots of fun, make some new stuff, and yeah.
Great. As a band, have you ever faced barriers due to having members with disability in the music industry?
I would say not really.
Yeah, I think we're sort of, in a way, a little bit, as far as a band, passive in that we just say yes to everything that we get asked to do. And we've been very fortunate that all our performances are getting asked, basically us being asked by different promoters and people putting on shows to be part of the lineup. So a lot of the time I think we feel lucky that we're being included. I'm sure there's times where we experience ableism for all, you know, on a larger level. Like I know Matt Schultz, who runs Unsound Festival in Krakow, he's Australian, and Unsound actually started in Wagga many, many, many years ago. So Unsound is an Australian festival. Then he moved over to Poland, and the festival's gone, you know, crazy, and it's all over the world now, different variations of it. But anyway, so Matt was in Australia recently, and we were catching up down the beach, and he was saying that he was meeting other festivals in Australia, and I think that's something that festival people do. They meet each other and they share ideas. And Matt from Unsound has been a really big supporter of us, and he was speaking to a curator or somebody that runs another festival in Australia, and he was like, you really got to get Tralala Blip on your bill. They're amazing, you know, they're blah blah blah. And he was telling this guy, you know, how great we were. And the first thing this guy did was get on his phone, go to Spotify, check out how many followers we have. And he goes, oh, niche market. And then that was it, disregarded. So we might experience it and we wouldn't even know about it. But there's been a couple of incidences, very few. I could probably name it on two fingers at actual gigs that we've been putting on where there's been some, but it's been punters who have been just, you know, terrible. And that's like out of all the gigs we've been doing, like twice I can think where there's been something that's been a bit not nice.
What are you currently working on at the moment, Lyd? Are you working on a new record, new songs, and when will that come out?
Well, because next year we're actually going to be doing make some new songs and an album, because we actually done one song we've done called Lightning Hands. So that's the first new one. So it might not will come out yet into next year because we have to still writing some new beats and new sounds and the so probably not until about in 2022. Yeah.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, so what else? But I just have to jump in. You have to remember, that's about Tralala Blip, but you're also doing a solo project for Room 40 Records in Brisbane, yeah?
Oh, yes. it's about me, about Lillian Dumba, but Randy's one who's making the music for me, and I play, I would do some vocals and also playing harmonica and Randy's one who's helping me some ideas, the new sounds. Yeah.
Cool. Can't wait for that. Exciting. Well, thank you so much, Randy and Lydian, for joining me on Double J.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.